All right, welcome to New Life Church's Equipping Podcast. Ryan Bondi here again with two special guests, Parker and Anna. Would you two say hi and introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Anna. Anna Chambers, that matters.
It does. It does matter.
Junior on Hill Central.
And I'm Parker Jansen. I am also a junior on Hill Central.
All right. And so I asked these two to come and be interviewed today because I've heard a rumor of an event that is going on a regular basis that the name itself is catchy. And I don't even know if it's the current name, but the idea of an event called Free Prayer Friday on Wednesdays.
That is correct.
It happens on Wednesdays.
It happens on Wednesdays.
Okay, so there's a story there. We'll get into all of that. But this has been something that's been going on. It seems like it's been nested with Hill Central for the most part. Is that true?
Correct.
Would you just share a bit of where – oh, we got a text message, Parker. That's good. Would you just share – no problem. Would you guys share a little bit of like – well, what is this event? What do you guys do when – like roughly when this happens?
Sure. Yep. So it started off on Fridays. There's that background. Fridays fit really well in our schedule. And so it started that we would meet up in the camp building on Friday afternoons. We'd meet up and pray and then usually pair up and just go out around campus and try to find as many people as we could to pray for.
Mm-hmm.
Also with the hopes of like, getting into spiritual conversation. Maybe like sharing the bridge, sharing the gospel if we could.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess more so the heart behind it was wanting to go out to bless some of the students on campus and take that step of obedience as a team.
Yeah.
That it's a lot less scarier when you're doing it, with other people too.
Yeah. So you're wanting to go out and to pray for people on campus as just like a way to be kind and to serve them, to be an encouragement to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then also maybe that could lead to a potential spiritual conversation, the opportunity to share the gospel with people. Cool. Anything to add to Parker, why don't you tell us the background? Like, how did it get started? Why did it get started? I heard you say like step of obedience, as a team. So I'm just curious about its history, its, origination.
Yeah. So I think the ideas kind of started over the summer. Both Anna and I went on international mission trips this summer.
Where'd you go?
I was in Nepal for a month.
I was in Germany for a couple months.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so kind of like what we were doing there for both of us was just like a lot of evangelism. Where we would just go out and like share the gospel with people. And at least in like my own experience in Nepal, like sharing the gospel was just like expected for every believer there. And I came back and kind of just like looked around at the churches that I've been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, kind of like, what are we doing? It feels like we're just like missing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as we were talking about it, we just both felt that like, this is something that we know we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. It's hard. I don't really enjoy evangelism that much, but like it is commanded in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of one of the things we talked about over spring break is that like Jesus doesn't really give suggestions, he gives commands.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just do it. And so we just kind of created this space, each week to both like invite people into just to have like community doing this because it's just a lot less scary, like Anna said, and also just like equip people and just say that like you have the ability to do this, and just having someone else be there with you is definitely makes things a lot easier. So that was kind of the heart behind it. We just felt that it was like something that our church just seems to be missing, that I have seen in the church and in the New Testament, other churches in Nepal, and something that I just felt like we just should be doing more of.
Yeah. And is that similar motivation for you? Anything to add there?
I think it was definitely encouraging over the summer. We would, like within our team, would send update emails and would like read Parker's and would read a few other individuals on our team. They were saying that they were becoming really passionate about specifically evangelizing. And that was exciting to hear, and that I had never really thought about evangelism as something that I wanted to make a priority, or even something I wanted to do. And then this summer, getting more experience with it, and kind of being like thrown into like situations and conversations that I felt so unequipped for, and yet still wanted to be able to obey and do what I could to get the gospel out there. So it was really encouraging hearing other people bring up that they're also passionate about it. And I think as we were getting back, it was just really clear that God was doing work, like not just within us and our hearts to be passionate about it, but with the people around us too, that were wanting to do more and learn more, and make it more part of, like as Parker was saying, it was just something our community and like people around us weren't really engaging with. That it was something that we should be out of obedience. And
That's great. I heard Parker say that he's not something about evangelism. I don't know if you said not feel strong or like it that much, which is interesting because this is a bold thing to go out and do and to not feel like that. So that's interesting to me. And I'm curious for you, do you feel gifted in evangelism in particular, or how has that been for you?
I think I would say definitely not. Yeah, I'm a pretty shy person. I think if you would have met me freshman year, the fact that I would like talk in general was a big deal.
Same.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that we're the ones
Why are we doing this?
That is a great question, you guys. And what I'm hearing you guys say is, you went into a different culture, a different experience, and saw what they were doing. And what they were doing, you saw was, hey, we're obeying Jesus. Like this is an act of obedience. And what I'm also hearing you guys say is, it's not just like, that's what they do over there. What we do over here is something different. You're saying, well, why aren't we doing this here? Why isn't our church doing this here? Why aren't the churches I've grown up in doing this? And I can relate to that personally. I felt like, honestly, part of my like spiritual background, my upbringing was reading the Bible and understanding the importance of evangelism, but I didn't see it happening. I just didn't see it happening. So it made me question, well, is this real? Because like it feels like it requires people to respond in a particular way. So it's really compelling to me that you two would say strongly disagree about, because it feels like a thing like, well, they're evangelists, right? Spiritual gifts, and that's just their spiritual gift, right? And those people are really good at it. They should be doing it. So I'm encouraged that you guys are stepping out and you're seeing this as, it's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. Now, this is obviously just one way to be engaging with it. But I'm curious for you guys, and I want to hear a little bit more of how your team's gotten behind it and experienced it. But I'm curious of how has the experience been of what you were doing in those other countries compared to here? I literally don't know. Is it similar? Is it actually like, because some people might say like, well, the demographic is different. It's just different in these ways. But I'm curious, has it been different in significant ways or has it actually been surprisingly similar? I'm just curious.
Say some stuff.
Yeah.
I think it feels pretty different on campus, at least like with my experience.
Okay.
This summer was largely with like refugees of like, mostly Muslim, believers.
Yeah.
And so when I got there, it was a lot of learning, about like what they believe and how to engage with that.
Yeah.
Like in reaching them with the gospel.
Yeah.
And that was like solely the people that we were reaching while we were there. So coming back was super different.
Yeah.
I think in ways easier and harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's like a different culture, really.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And Parker, I'm guessing it's similar for you too.
Yeah. I would say it also feels pretty different here than it did in Nepal. I think people in Nepal seemed like a lot more willing to listen. I mean, probably just because like, as an American, like they just hardly ever meet people from like the Western hemisphere.
Sure.
So, I definitely think that factors in a lot, but I think it in some ways, There are just different challenges to both.
Yeah.
And I think people are tend to be more closed off here.
Okay.
Especially in Ann Arbor, I think it's also different doing this on like the west side of the state in Grand Rapids.
Sure. Where
it's like just a lot more conservative. And so I feel like, you know, over there, prayer is something that like everyone does. Whereas in Ann Arbor, just a lot of people just like don't really have a concept of prayer or God,
sure,
or things like that. So
yeah.
Yeah, I think there are different things in each culture that has its challenges.
Cool. It makes sense. So let's get into that. I'd love to hear how has it been going out on campus? When did it start specifically? Was it near the beginning of last semester? Or?
Yeah, probably a couple mid-semester.
Okay.
Last year.
Yeah.
Or a few weeks in, something like that.
Okay. And so did people from your team join you? Did you like announce it, invite people to join?
I think the first time I like had texted you and was like, I have been wanting to do this, and I think been trying to make excuses for myself. And so we decided to go out, and I think we both texted a couple people and had a few people from our team join, and it was a really like a fruitful time, and like only spent 45 minutes out like actually praying. I think it was like me, Parker, and like three other people, and we all just had like really good conversations, got to like share the bridge with someone, got to pray for people.
Wow.
And it felt like a really sweet way of like the Lord blessing just what we were doing. And I think after that decided that it was something that we could do with our whole community. Try to get more people to engage with too.
I think that first week probably it definitely felt like the Lord's hand was just with us. I remember the one person that we went up to, all we did is ask her if we could, like, pray for her, and she just, like, broke down in tears, and was just, like, so touched that someone would care enough to ask her, like, how she is and, like, can we pray for her. And so that just, like, doesn't happen very often, like, at all. I think most of the response when we ask people, can I pray for you, is, like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
And so just that first time, the fact that God just, like, really blessed it was
– yeah.
I think just really indicative of this is like where he wants our team.
Yeah. I mean, you both were having these experiences and felt that conviction coming back, even clearly opposed to what you might say is your nature, which to me is like a classic God moving thing of being like, who would have thought that I'd be doing this, right? It's like clearly the Lord is leading, and there are other people you're reading those emails, Anna, and you're seeing that the Lord's stirring up something going on in your team. And just the fact that first time there's like clear fruit that happens. It does feel like definitely a sign, you know, hearing from the Lord and his leading in it. So that's awesome. Were you going to say something? Yeah. No worries. So I'm curious then, like, do you guys have any particular, stories that you hold on to, you remember, things that have been really encouraging or experiences? Like, what's it been like?
I think definitely that first week sticks out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of the summer, had a lot of different reactions from people when we would ask to, like, pray for them or ask them questions about what they believed. Weren't always received with love and grace.
Yeah.
And so I think going out that first day was kind of expecting the same of, like, to be rejected a lot. Probably feeling really uncomfortable and stupid for even trying.
Sure.
And it was just such the opposite. And as you were saying, like, could so clearly see that the Lord was moving. And felt like a gift that he gave us good conversation, and, like, brought us to people that were just even open to listen. I remember going out that week with someone from my small group, and the first guy that we saw, we're talking to him, and he was waiting and asked him if we could pray for him, and he originally said no, and got to talking just about his life and how things were going on campus here and a little bit about what he believed, and he was just really open to sharing, even said, like, I love hearing what other people believe and just learning more about what's out there. And it felt like, wow, I didn't even have to ask any questions, and he was just willing to tell me basically his whole background with faith. And then we're like able to ask him if we could share what we believed, and got to share the gospel with him, which I was definitely not expecting the first week.
Mm-hmm.
I had like really low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It was just funny how, what the Lord had in mind was just so different.
Mm-hmm.
And got to share with him and, didn't end up accepting, but like sat and listened
mm-hmm.
and asked to like keep the paper to like think about it and know. And that felt like so much more than what I ever could have wanted.
Yeah.
Or like hope for in that time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one that definitely sticks out.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. Anything for you, Parker?
Yeah, I think one that really sticks out for me was towards the end of the semester last year. We just went out on a Friday. There was a group of three of us that were walking around. We were leaving the chem building, going towards the dyad, and I just like walked past this guy who was just sitting by himself, like outside of the chem building. Like as I was walking past him, I just felt God like very clearly say like go pray for him, and I was like, oh okay, that's never happened before.
Wow.
And so I just told the other two to go on. I would circle back and just like asked him like, can I pray for you? And kind of like long story short, he was just having like a really tough week
mm-hmm.
battling some like mental health things. And ended up like sharing the gospel with him kind of in short there. I got his number, I think like a week later.
Mm-hmm.
I like shared the full bridge with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he is still like, I think he's like spiritually interested, but not like following Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I still like meet up with him occasionally. And just like, I gave him a Bible, and I think last time we met up, I asked him to read the book of John. And so we just like talked about that and like what he thinks of all that. And so, that definitely was just like a pretty just like crazy thing that I don't know that I would never have like gone back to talk to him if the Lord didn't just like very clearly put that on my heart. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So he got to hear the gospel and got a Bible and read a gospel just because you like obeyed, you heard God's prompt there.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, you guys. And there have been other people going with you too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
like going
definitely.
Out. So there's like other stories, other like people have other experiences as well. So obviously you guys said too, it has ups and downs. And I'm curious how, like what have the challenges been like or in what ways has it been hard?
Yeah, I definitely would say it's been hard. I think the like highlights that we share are definitely kind of seem like few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
And that most of the times we go out, it's like a lot more rejection and just like people not really interested. And so, you know, sometimes people are nice about it and just like say, you know, I appreciate what you guys are doing, but I'm not really interested.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just kind of feel dumb asking
mm-hmm.
them if I can pray for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really awkward and they're just like very uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
and will just try to like walk away or
mm-hmm.
just clearly end the conversation.
Yeah.
You never really know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And I think there's part of the difficulty in it that's just like good for us to be engaging with
mm-hmm.
Just because it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I think why we wanted to do this as a team, because we don't want to be comfortable in our faith as a church.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I think there are definitely plenty of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just like those few stories of where we share the gospel with someone,
mm-hmm.
it's just like definitely worth it.
That's awesome. How about you, Anna?
Yeah. I think, definitely receive the responses of either like indifference or rejection, like most often.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has been surprising to see, though, just at least my expectation going in was a lot of, like, apathy towards, like, faith or religion in general, just, like, from students on campus.
Yeah.
Have been surprised by, like, how many people we've gone up to that, like, express a belief in something
mm-hmm.
or, like, are open to being prayed for, even if they don't have belief.
Yeah.
Or even just being received with kindness. That will still like have a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
Those feel like a gift too. And I think like Parker was saying, the stories that we do have to share that are really good and encouraging, I think it like makes it enough knowing that the Lord is preparing hearts here on campus and we want to be going out
mm-hmm.
To like speak those words to the people whose hearts he has prepared.
Because
I've seen just from like those few stories that people are interested mm-hmm. and people are ready to hear the gospel, or even just needing to know that there's like something else out there too.
Yeah.
Definitely. So it makes like those awkward conversations or moments, just throws things into perspective a ton. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And so if anyone listening wanted to join, wanted to come along, experience this, what would it be like for them in terms of like, they show up at what time, mm-hmm. How long is it? What do they do? How do you get paired up? Things like that.
I would love to have more people join us. Mm-hmm. So this semester we've been meeting on Wednesdays at 4:00 in the Chem building. Mm-hmm. We'll pray for 5 minutes-ish as a group and then just split up into pairs and usually meet back in the Chem building around 5 again just to kind of like debrief and pray. So it's really like an hour of time each mm-hmm. week. I think it would be amazing if other teams, other people just around campus joined us.
Absolutely. And so if someone came and they were like, feeling in that spot of, I don't know, this feels really challenging, right? Like maybe they have various fears. Is mm-hmm. it possible that they could be like paired up with someone who's been going before and help
absolutely.
With that?
For sure.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I just want to encourage you guys. I love what you're doing. I'm encouraged because for me, as someone who similarly, like the thought of this is definitely like, oh man, makes me a little uncomfortable. And I loved what you guys said of like not wanting to just like have this comfortable faith. Mm-hmm. What I love about it is, and you really don't even know what the Lord could do with it. It's so easy, I think, and it's good. I feel like the Lord's gracious in having these stories of like things that are very obvious, like, oh man, I got to share the gospel, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. But man, I can only wonder like, just going up and sharing that, someone like offering someone prayer, like who knows how the Lord could even like use that to get someone's attention. And I feel like in this world, I've just seen it's so easy to go and live a comfortable life where you're not really engaging with or thinking about these bigger picture things. Whether you're a believer or not, like honestly, as a believer, I feel like it's kind of easy to get caught in the grind and kind of forget to zoom out and be like, oh yeah, how's my faith in the Lord and obedience doing? And for someone just to have that prompt, to like be thinking about that, I think is really good. And I love that you're not doing it based on results. You're doing it based on obedience. And so, if anyone listening is in that spot where they're feeling that level of conviction, to carry out obedience in this way, want to encourage you guys to reach out to Parker and Anna, or just show up Wednesdays at 4 in the Chem building. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys a ton for going out and doing this. It's encouragement to me. It's an encouragement to the church to really be stepping out and not living comfortably in our faith. So thank you guys. Thanks for coming on the show.
Sure.
And that's all I've got for now. We'll talk to you next time.